Late yesterday, communication by state-owned arms manufacturer Danel was leaked to the public. The letter from the CEO was informing its staff that due to liquidity constraints, the company was only in a position to pay its staff 85% of their expected salary for the month of June. It's a dire situation, and with its government shareholder, the Department of Public Enterprises, more closely focusing on getting Eskom out of its financial mess, it begs the question whether the arms manufacturer will get support anytime soon. Well, to break down the issues for us, I'm joined on the line by Daniel Tutoi. He's the CEO at Danel. Mr. Tutoi, you find yourself in a very difficult place right now, what with having to cut your staff's June pay packet. Is this something that you've been postponing that perhaps you contemplated doing earlier because of financial constraints?
Yeah, just to be clear, we are not reducing any staff. The main challenge is a liquidity or a cash challenge. This has been the situation over the past 12 months. So we are acutely aware and trying our best to proactively manage the situation. And as I've reported earlier today, of course, we have good support from government, from our board, actively involved in the situation, and also from the financial institutions. But the reality of cash flow, the nature of it, is, as you obviously understand, we are waiting for payments from customers to come in time.
Yes.
In some months, they don't. It's not materializing in the time window as planned. Then we go to the financial institutions and we ask them for some support. I mean, our situation is quite volatile, but we manage it. We have a daily cash meeting where we review the situation to look what do we have to pay, what is incoming, make contact with those customers, follow up on the situation, active engagement with the banks, etc. to manage the situation.
Yes.
So what happened this month is, we did not get all the approvals that we were supposed to receive, to put it simply. The solution, we are working on it. We have some partial progress already today, and we hope to make an announcement soon on the payment of the delta, the shortfall on the 15%. We are quite confident that we will be able to remedy and resolve this before the end of this month, before the end of June.
Yes. So barring getting, some really big assistance from government, what is it that you're doing at an operational level in terms of trying to secure new deals? I mean, I heard or saw something before around perhaps you having a deal with Saudi Arabia. What is it that you're doing on the ground to get more contracts?
Yes, I will not comment on Saudi Arabia, but maybe in principle, as our minister reported before, our position is Danel is not for sale. And we will not explore that route. But let me briefly reflect on, I've been in this position 5 months. It's been exciting in a positive way. And the main thing is, what is our turnaround strategy? How will we turn Danel around as a board and a management team? Essentially three pillars in short. The first one is we want to actively trade. So we are actively pursuing opportunities in the market, both local but predominantly international. Order of magnitude around 40 billion rand in the next 24 months. So this is what we're doing. We're trying to land those opportunities, to bring those opportunities back home in terms of investment in our product portfolio, engineering capability, and into our factories. That's the first leg. The second leg, as you rightly point out, what are we doing about operational efficiency and improvements? I can tell you now that we have taken out already 500 million in annualized operating cost through efficiency improvements and reductions. And this is over the last, 14 months. So it did not only start in my time. So this is what we're doing to reduce the cost and to become more efficient.
Mm.
And of course, the last leg is recapitalization. Unfortunately, the historic situation, we have a massive impact on our balance sheet as a result of state capture, mismanagement, etc. So there we need some government support to recover the situation and to improve the situation.
And are you hopeful, given the value proposition that you've just put forward, are you hopeful that the shareholder can come to the party sooner rather than later?
Yes, we have full support from the shareholder. But ultimately, I mean, the process is recapitalization must be approved by cabinet. And of course, the finance and the national treasury plays a key in that. But I'm confident that Danel is a good investment and that we will return that recapitalization multifold. We have the potential, we have the commitment. We have great staff. We have products that the market wants. We have wonderful solutions. I have the privilege to meet those international customers where they tell me they want to do business with Danel.
Yes.
You know, and they're keen to receive our military solutions. So I'm upbeat. I'm positive about the future. Of course, I'm disappointed as a person, you know, about the current situation. But all I can do as a responsible manager is to do my best to fix that situation and to take the pain away for my people and my employees. And this is what I'm doing.
Okay. All right, Danny, we're going to leave you there. Thank you so much for just keeping us up to date on what's happening. That was Danny Dutoy. He's the CEO of Danel.